to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Yes, indeed, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And I am so jazzed about today's show. Guess who is here with us, Benny?
Oh, wait. I didn't have it ready.
He's not cute.
You
can't do that close to the top of the hour.
We've only played it like six times, already today.
That's my excuse.
But, okay, hurry up and get it.
I'm getting it. Okay,
good. Already.
The panel.
Yes, they are here. The panel is joining us today. We're continuing our conversation, health and well-being. And let me introduce you to the panel. But more importantly, I don't want to introduce you. I would love for you to hear from them really quickly who they are, because many of you have, I mean, everybody is like so into the panel, Benny. We have to make sure we get a picture of the panel before they leave.
Roger.
So we can pop it up on the website.
Roger.
Because I'm getting emails now. Okay, the panel. What does this Angela look like? And what? Okay, so we want the panel. So from now on, we want the picture. And no, they're also asking for Tim. They already know Dr. Scott. And so we want the picture so we can put it in the newsletter because people are sick of my picture next to the panel. So anyway, we're thrilled to have him here today. We're going to be talking about something very exciting and continuing this format. But I want to introduce you to Angela Pfeiffer, Tim Ticehurst, and Dr. Scott Lynch. Angela, tell people, first of all, who you are and what your mission is. That's the way I'd like to introduce you all.
Absolutely. So I'm Angela Pfeiffer. I'm a certified nutritionist in private practice and a Bastyr graduate, very proudly. My focus is really behavior modification. And I understood early on in my education that you need to work with the person day in and day out and help them make those small changes that will accumulate over time to give them those long-lasting results. And I really handhold a lot. You know, my mission is to show people that they can make changes, they can stick with them, and it doesn't have to be drastic, that they can really live a balanced life and helping them achieve that balance. And I think that's key. Balance is definitely key.
And that's the series we're doing, and that's what you all are getting a lot of information. Angela, thank you. Tim.
Nice. Hi. My name is Tim Ticehurst. I am a classical homeopath. I went to a school up in Vancouver, BC, called the Vancouver Homeopathic Academy. I got turned on to homeopathy, and it just totally lit my world up. I saw some healings happen that really just blew my socks off, and I knew that it was just time to go deeper and go further. So what I do is really, in practice, is working with people. They bring their stuff and their stories, and it's my job to synthesize the stories with their pathology and then find a medicine that fits both of them.
Mm-hmm. Great, Tim, and welcome to the show. And to round off the panel, not quite fourth batter, but Dr. Scott Lynch.
Howdy. Scott Lynch. From Life University in Marietta, Georgia, is where I went to chiropractic school, and did my undergraduate in upstate New York. And I learned about chiropractic at age 14, and it has been really my mission about learning where health and healing comes from for the last 20 years. And we see a lot of wonderful things at the offices that I work with. And the main focus for our office and for me as a practitioner is to help people become well and really help them understand how to maintain health and healing and to really promote what the body naturally knows how to do, which is to maintain a vital lifestyle.
And this is, as we say, the panel. We're continuing our conversation of not only digestion, but we're talking about the lower GI tract as well as small intestine. And so, you know, let's kick this off, Angela. I mean, what can we say to continue this conversation to help people understand how important this is?
Absolutely. You know, this first segment, we're going to talk about really the structure and the function of the small intestine and take it on down. So each one of us is going to chat. And my focus really is this area in the body, because this is, to me, the gateway to the entire body. I mean, when you eat something that goes down into your intestine, it's not actually considered in your body, because we have a tube from our mouth to our anus that comes out. And so it's what is processed and absorbed that actually goes out into the cells of your body. So whenever you have an an immune system and digestive system that are challenged, that you're not getting the nutrients you need out to your cells. So when we're talking about the small intestine, you know, it is part of the GI tract, and there's three sections to it, the duodenum, the jejunum, and the ileum. And the duodenum is less than a foot. The jejunum is actually about 8 feet long, and the ileum is about 11 feet long, which is amazing to think of, this whole
that is
tube
amazing.
All bunched up in your stomach, what we call our stomach. And most of the absorption happens in the jejunum. And it's really, when you think of that smooth tube, there are a lot of folds and microvilli that brush against the food and particles that come through. And it really, it increases the surface area of the tube. And that's where all of your digestion happens. Now, there's a lot of inflammatory diseases that really compromise those folds and those microvilli and actually take that tube, if you will, back to a smooth surface so it can no longer digest and absorb the way it should. And that's really where I come in working with people with GI issues. And it's interesting to think that over 80% of the immune system actually surrounds the digestive tract. And that's where it really needs to mount the biggest force, because that's where intact particles come across or pathogens, and it really needs to be able to fight that off so it doesn't enter into our body. So when you're talking about inflammatory diseases, any kind of celiac or Crohn's or irritable bowel syndrome, any of those, you're really talking about an immune system that's hyperactive in that area. And you only have so much immune system to go around. Yeah. So you are opening yourself up in the peripherals for sinus issues, colds. Your immune system can only do so much, you know. Whenever we have digestive issues and they're chronic, you've got a bigger chance of getting autoimmune diseases, arthritis, metabolic issues. I mean, it's amazing to think of really what can come down the road if these aren't helped and the symptoms reduced and your lifestyle put back into place.
And that's why we're doing this, because this is a really important conversation. And Angela's going to be back, because like we do with the panel, she creates something absolutely yummy, delicious for us, and we'll make sure we let you know about that. But, you know, this is an ongoing conversation, Tim, and, you know, part of this is giving everybody the big picture, the whole picture. Right. So from your perspective, tell us a little bit about, you know, the large intestine.
Yeah, so the large intestine is really, it joins up with the small intestine at the ileocecal valve. And if you go a little south, you'll find the appendix there, but then you go up the ascending colon, the colon through across the transverse, and then down the descending side of the colon, which is on the left side of our body, and then into the rectum, then to the anus. Basically, it's very similar in structure. It's a big tube, but it is it doesn't have the villi on it, so it's not a place of absorption and metabolism there. It's really a storage facility for our stool. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the things that can happen there is, a lot of things can happen there. And the job is to keep it moving. And our the muscle, you know, works from a peristalsic, help me on that with that word there.
That was good.
Good. Thank you. And so it basically moves it like a wave. And so when we have a bowel movement, it's that kind of wave. It's similar to how a woman gives birth, in the sense of there's a peristalsic action to move out. So it's from an inward outward motion. A lot of things can happen there. And I think a lot of the abdominal pains are all in that area, as well as small intestine. But when we're talking about, and it gets very specific as well, you might have left-sided pain, right-sided pain, up in the hypogastrium, or maybe down low by the umbilicus.
Well, we're going to talk about, folks listening to this show, you all know what goes on down there because you feel it. And so we're going to talk about some of these issues. Dr. Scott, from your perspective.
Yeah, from our perspective, what we really focus in on is getting the body back to a balanced state of homeostasis. And included in the organs of the abdomen would be the liver, the pancreas, and the gallbladder. And what the major functions of those organs is eliminating toxicity, filtering stuff that comes to our body, keeping our body chemistry, which we hear a lot about hormonal imbalances, different things that are occurring in our world, is that it's about keeping our body chemistry healthy and on target to maintain health. And so when we look at the liver, it's basically taking all the toxicity out of our body, filtering it, and then eliminating into the gallbladder things that we don't need necessarily to promote health. And then we look at the pancreas, and that's really designed to maintain blood sugar and energy levels. And so when we identify the whole organ systems as far as the lower digestive tract, the GI tract, and ultimately the pancreas, the liver, and the gallbladder, is all of them must be functioning congruently and then consistently to maintain health. And so today we've identified all the different organs and how we're going to give people solutions to maintain healthy organs so they can take in the food, assimilate into healthy living tissue, and then eliminate them properly.
Well, that's what I love about the panel. And, you know, part of this is, first of all, identify, you know, what part of the body or what area we're talking about. And then second, to really take a look at how this all works and what some of the issues are. And then probably most importantly is we don't let you leave the show. We don't let you hang out there without some solutions. And that's why we've got Angela Pfeiffer joining us today, Tim Ticehurst, and Dr. Scott Lynch. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about these different areas, but we're going to talk about the problems in addition to just from a physical point of view. But we've got some incredible stories to share with you. I'm bringing you the top three people in their fields right now. You can't get a panel like this anywhere, and we're thrilled to have them. Angela Pfeiffer, Tim Ticehurst, and Dr. Scott Lynch. And the panel is here for several reasons. Educate, inform, and facilitate change. So when we come back from the break, it's all about pointing out the specifics and getting you kicking into gear to take a little action. Remember, all you need is just one. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
The panel.
The panel.
I'm bringing sexy back.
Yeah.
And my other boys don't know how to act.
Yeah.
I think you're special, what's behind your back.
Do you have questions about romance, work, your health? Get the answers at the Body, Mind, Spirit Expo, October 20th and 21st at the Seattle Center Exhibition Hall. For only $15, enjoy 90 holistic exhibitors and 70 free lectures and receive a free 4x6 color or a photo. We guarantee to educate and entertain your body, mind, and spirit. Call 541-482-3722 or visit bmse.net.
Ladies, your soul is whispering to you. Are you listening? Imagine a woman's magazine dedicated to your inner journey and the deeper aspects of a woman's life. Do you feel an inner tugging of the heart? A desire to live deeper and connect more fully? Aspire magazine features inspiring articles, interviews, and more, and is the premier inspirational and spiritual publication for women. Aspire magazine, inspiration for a woman's soul. Subscribe today at aspiremag.net and have inspiration delivered right to your door.
Find out how to avoid being the next victim of cancer, heart disease, obesity, or diabetes. In his webinar series, The Cure, Save Your Body, Heal Your Life, Dr. Timothy Brantley, the number one best-selling author of The Cure, will share an overview of disease in America, how our eating patterns are destroying our bodies, miracles of natural healing, and his proven guidelines for health, detoxification, and regeneration. Sign up for the webinar series by visiting BrantleyCure.com.
Cancer and stroke are now the greatest threats to life. But there's no need to suffer the side effects of pharmaceuticals or harmful treatments. Whether a patient does or does not wish to use traditional methods, there is a totally non-toxic alternative product, PolyMVA. PolyMVA has been effective with both stroke and cancer for over 10 years. To find out more, call 866-991-9942 or visit polymva.com.
Learn to deliberately design the life you really want. Discover how with the Avatar Course. The first step is free. Call 1-800-270-5111 to learn more. Free Avatar events happen nationwide. And the International Course starts October 27th. Visit avataraloha.com and call 800-270-5111. You can change your life and improve the world.
Would you like one of the most rewarding sales jobs of your life? The Dr. Pat Show has rapidly grown into a number one talk radio show, hailed for its remarkable guests, sponsors with integrity, and amazing listeners. Dr. Pat is in search of a creative, self-starting, energetic person to join the marketing team. If you're interested in helping to promote and sustain the Dr. Pat Show, submit your resume to pat@thedrpatshow.com. This is your opportunity to make a difference in the world.
Three ways to listen. On the AM dial at 1150, on the FM HD dial at 98.9 HD3, or online at 1150kknw.com. One great station. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Then no one makes me feel this way.
Take them to the cars.
Come here, girl. Go ahead, be dominant.
Go to the left.
Go ahead, be dominant.
Yappy.
Go ahead, be dominant.
Drinks on me.
Go ahead, be dominant.
Just working with.
Go ahead, be dominant.
Look at those lips.
Go ahead, be dominant.
You make me smile.
Go ahead, be dominant.
Go ahead, child.
Go ahead, be dominant.
Get your sexy up.
Go ahead, be dominant.
Get your sexy up.
Yeah, get your sexy on right here on the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. And the panel is joining us today. And as I said before, this is a conversation that's part of a series that we're doing. So, you know, we want to make sure that you have the whole picture. And very important, as you've heard me talk about the intestines and what it means and how important it is, it can knock your immune system out cold. And so we're going to kick it up today so you understand what the issues are, what the stories are, and what the solutions are. And so, Angela, when we talk about this, we're talking about, you know, some of the issues, some of the problems. What can you say about the small intestine?
Absolutely. The problem I see most often is irritable bowel syndrome, or IBS. And it's amazing to me, when you really look at the stats, it affects 20% of the adult population. That's 1 in 5 Americans, or 5 million of us, are suffering from IBS. And it's actually the most common disorder diagnosed by doctors. My entire newsletter was devoted to IBS. I just shipped that out on Sunday, and I had more response off that newsletter than any other newsletter I've ever sent out. It was amazing. And I had people emailing me that were in my database and saying, oh my gosh, I'm sending this to so-and-so because I know they have IBS. And I mean, I know how prevalent it is, but that reaction actually surprised even me. IBS is, of course, it's a gastrointestinal disorder. Abdominal pain, cramping, gas, bloating, diarrhea, constipation, among other symptoms. It's not necessarily an inflammation of the intestine, and yet people that have irritable bowel syndrome almost always have conjoining food sensitivities, and that, you know, constantly placing those foods onto their intestine can actually mount again that hyperactive immune response, causing an inflammation of sorts. So, and it's amazing to me when I'm working with people, my experience has been that people either have been dealing with the symptoms their whole life. They just feel that they're a very sensitive person. Their constitution is just highly reactive. And that may very well be the case, but it's probably that they've been dealing with IBS their entire lives. So, or they have put themselves on such a bland diet to prevent the symptoms, which I understand, but then they're compromising their nutritional status. And so there really is a balance you can find. But when I'm working with people, I always mention, you know, have you had your food sensitivity, the panel done, or really taken a look at those? And they're almost surprised that food would have any kind of reaction in there. I have a 15-year-old that I'm working with that went into a local hospital, and the doctors actually sent her home and told her it was all in her head. And that's just the most ridiculous reaction. And you're talking to a 15-year-old that's already, mm-hmm. you know, yes, probably anxious and stressed, scared, and that adds to it. But yeah, it was an embarrassing medical moment. Mm. And so I've been...
We should do something called embarrassing medical moments.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's
so
a two-hour show.
It is. You know, and I have to say with 100%... I have been working with people with IBS, and usually within about a month and a half, 90% of their symptoms are reduced. Food, lifestyle, reduction of stress. You don't have to be tied to the toilet. You know, I mean, I have so many people that can't live their lives because they don't know when a bout is going to come on, or they're. And you can imagine how that feels. I mean, we've all had a stomach illness.
Or it's a sense of powerlessness.
It really is. Yeah. They feel helpless. And hopeless.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So besides IBS, there's, of course, the inflammatory bowel issues of Crohn's disease, which is an autoimmune disease, celiac disease, which is, of course, a reaction to gliadin, which is a protein in wheat. And among other things, I mean, it's, of course, an organ, so it can get cancer, it can get, you know, blockages. I mean, there's other fissures that can happen. So there's so much that can go wrong. Mm-hmm. And again, if you think of the digestive system as the gateway to the body, you are going to compromise your entire health in your body by having a consistent chronic reaction in your guts.
I think the Chinese call it like the seat of the immunity.
Mm-hmm.
Is Yes. So, yeah. It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, and thank you, Angela, for that. I mean, this is a big conversation, and you're right. It is a gateway. You know, Tim, in your experience as well, I mean, there is a piece of this that has to do with the large intestines as well. And so, you know, how do we put the whole picture together as we go through each of the discussions?
Yeah. Well, you know, what the small intestine will do will eventually end up in the large intestine. So from that standpoint, what I see in practice a lot of is constipation and diarrhea, and that is oftentimes a you know, the end result is that can we eliminate or not, and a lot of happiness and unhappiness hinges upon this one fact: can we eliminate or not? And a big industry is based upon it. You know, Metamucil. You know,
huge industry.
Huge. Yep. And many people live their lives by that idea. How many bowel movements have I had today, or not? And you know, they might not be discussing it with other people, but internally, this is a dialogue that goes on. I had a patient recently who. And what I see often is it's never just constipation. It's never just diarrhea. There's always a component of some kind of emotional thing happening or some kind of mental, emotional, very specifically. This one woman talked about how she was abused as a child by her mother, and her mother had this power over her, and she talked about her life as survival. And these are the words she's choosing, and this is what I'm following, not only physically, but what are you saying to me? So she talks about this abuse, and she talks about worthlessness. I feel shame. I feel worthless. And so all of these, and her thing was she would go to a bus stop, and she would have anxiety, and then she would have to go to the bathroom. And so her life was limited. She could not go certain places and do certain things so eventually she just got holed up in her apartment. So what I did from that, I knew enough about, and she also had milk sensitivity, intolerance to milk. The remedy that I eventually picked for her, actually the first one I picked for her was lac-caninum, which is homeopathic dog's milk. And, you know, why dog's milk? I don't know, but this is what we know from this remedy is that it covers a lot of this abuse. And if we think about the dog from an empirical standpoint, you know, only in the last 20 years has a dog been relegated to, you know, the best friend, and but really, throughout history, the dog has been always a rather worthless, beaten up, you know, beaten like a dog. There's a number of different words and phrases that we've chosen over the years to express a dog, and the dog has and still is in the third world. Dogs are not looked on very highly. They are the wild dogs. So this remedy helped her out tremendously. You know, the anxiety and the diarrhea was gone immediately. And she got a lot of her life back, you know, of the limitation of I can't go out. Now, I can go anywhere because I feel safe and I feel comfortable. And this remedy covers this. It's an animal remedy, and usually it's about survival. This is animal remedies in general. The theme is survival, competition. This is much like what an animal needs to do to kind of live.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I think that's the biggest thing, though. When we work with people, we give them their lives back. I mean, and for the listeners out there, I know that there are some of you out there that are dealing with GI issues, and your life you kind of removed yourself from society. It's not something you just go out and chat with people about. People don't understand what's going on. And we do give people their lives back. I mean, it's a beautiful thing that when someone comes to me and says, oh my gosh, I've been dealing with this for the last 15 years and a month and a half in, it's taken care of. Why didn't somebody tell me this before? I mean, it really can be taken care of.
I think a lot of it is they were ready.
Recently,
they were finally ready.
Very true, too.
Well, I think another part of it is people don't know, and we'll talk about that in the next segment. My best friend is one of those people, and I'll share that story with you. You know, Dr. Scott, from your perspective, when we're talking about the liver, a very important conversation for me, especially anybody out there right now that's taking any medication. I mean, we're talking about something that could be very powerful or be the cesspool of our bodies.
Absolutely. And the liver and the pancreas, if we think of the pancreas, the condition we all know is diabetes, okay? It's a $30 million expense to people here in the United States, and that's just to individuals. That's not to hospitals and whatnot. Then we look at liver toxicity, which can lead to full body toxicity if the liver's not functioning properly. And then, as Angela and Tim have identified, the fact that if the intestines are not working properly, when you start to look at this, the way we've traditionally looked at helping people with these conditions is we've created a hierarchy of health depending on what practitioner you go see. If it's a chiropractor, we work on the nerve supply. If it's a nutritionist, we work on nutrition. If it's a homeopath, we work on giving them remedies. But looking at that is ultimately is what we know about the human body is that we are genetically programmed to return to health and homeostasis. It's our lifestyle choices that create toxicity to the liver, i.e. medications, vaccinations, processed foods. It is our food choices that generally lead to diabetes, and ultimately is the stress response, which we've talked about time and time again, ultimately will lead to these inflammatory processes in the intestines from an emotional standpoint. One of the positive side effects of getting adjusted is the fact that generally the nerve system rebalances the body and allows for healing to take place. A gentleman by the name of Henry Windsor did autopsies, and he found over 93% of the time, if there was liver disease or stomach disease, 93% in both cases, that he would follow the nerves from the stomach or the liver back to the spine, and he would see that the nerves were beginning to be whittled, which whittled means they're beginning to be worn down and deteriorated. And so when we look at diabetes, we look at intestinal problems, one thing we really communicate to people when they come into our office is that they have to look at where health is coming from. It's all coming from the inside out. And then as Angie said, I like what she said about, I hold people's hand and help them reintroduce themselves back into society. And that's really what we all do, is help people move forward by first creating a balanced portion for them to start from, and then make the lifestyle changes that are supported from there. From a chiropractic standpoint, we work on the spine, we get the nerve system clear, and then we either work with other practitioners or they enter the Peak Living program to create that balance.
And we're going to talk more about solutions, because each one of the panel members right here, they are all about solutions. What you've heard, though, is the deep and consistent level of their expertise. When we come back, we're going to be talking about how you can thrive, make sure all the parts are working, and get some freedom back in your life. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the show.
The panel.
The panel.
Diets and drugs only address symptoms of ill health rather than providing solutions to the problems, such as weight gain and chronic pain. Spending just 30 minutes in a portable sauna that uses far infrared technology can burn 600 calories, rid your body of toxins, and reduce pain. If you're tired of quick fixes that don't work, consider the long-term solution. Detox America's portable far infrared sauna. Call 888-338-6987 or visit detoxamerica.com.
Are you taking your multiple vitamin formula and fish oils too? Now you can take your vitamins and fish oils in one formula, one bottle.
One bottle.
Carlson Fish Oil Multi, a vital foundation for nutritional programs. Carlson Fish Oil Multi is a comprehensive iron-free balanced formula supplying essential vitamins and minerals. Plus, Carlson's Fish Oil Multi provides Norwegian fish oils, which is rich in EPA and DHA to support the heart, the brain, the nerves, and the eyes. Look for Carlson Fish Oil Multi at finer health food stores in the fish oil section. Carlson Fish Oil Multi.
Find out how you can not only slim down, but actually turn your health around and prevent diseases like diabetes, heart disease, and cancer. One special medical spa is changing the way healthcare is practiced and doing it all at a magnificent 10,000 square foot luxury spa setting in Issaquah, Washington. Avakai Spa is the spa of the future. Call Avakai Spa at 800-988-7705 or visit avakai.com. That's AVIKAI.com.
Are you tired of being tired? Are you sick of being sick? Tune into the Dr. Pat Show to hear Donna Eden, the world's most joyous and sought-after spokesperson for alternative medicine. Share how you can shift your energies to create health and vitality using quick and easy techniques. Donna Eden, author of the classic book Energy Medicine, has upcoming workshops in Seattle, San Francisco, San Diego, and Los Angeles. For more information and to receive a special discount on her classic book and DVD, visit DonnaEden.com.
Find out how you can use the power of words in clothing to change your world. Tune in to the Dr. Pat Show to learn all about Creo Mundi, a unique brand that's going to rock this planet. Utilizing the frequencies and positive words on the inside of clothing, Creo Mundi can really help you create your own universe and tap into the law of attraction. Like attracts like at creomundi.com. C-R-E-O-M-U-N-D-I. That's creomundi.com.
You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am thrilled to have with me today the panel, Angela Pfeiffer, Tim Tysurst, and Dr. Scott Lynch. We're talking about digestion in small and large intestine and what they do, what happens when they're not working right, and if they're not working right, this next segment is what you can do about it. We're also opening up the phone lines at 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819, and we'll take the first three callers with questions because each of the panelists are giving away a something. Why don't we just let our listeners know what each of you will be giving away so that when they call in with their comments and questions, they know what they're getting.
All right. We'll be giving away from Crown Hill Chiropractic and Dr. Scott Greens First. It's an important supplement due to the fact that we generally don't get enough whole foods in our diet. It does come in a 30-day supply. And what's great about this, since we're addressing the pancreas, the liver, and the gallbladder, is it does have milk thistle in there, which is a known supplement that can help the liver function more appropriately, and it has a lot of other good nutrients in there that are all whole foods, which is really awesome.
Okay, and how about you, Tim?
Tim Tysurst got me with water.
Got you drinking a little something there.
I will be giving away an initial homeopathic consultation, which is worth $295,
mm-hmm.
Which is about 2 hours, so...
Wow.
Get your game on, people.
One. Get your game on.
Wow.
Get Benny.
Now what you got, Angela?
Yeah.
Bring it
get
up.
30 minutes with a consult.
There we go. 30 minutes with Angela, yep. Valued at about $3,300.
Absolutely. It's priceless.
$300,000.
Okay, we've got a commercial going. No, honestly, 30 minutes can change a life.
Absolutely it can. And actually, what I do is I talk with the person first. I usually have them food journal, tell me what the issue is. And then during that 30 minutes, we look at the food journal, and I can really give practical, realistic advice and help them change from there. So,
And the way to chime in here and participate and receive one of these gifts is very simple. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819 from anywhere in the country. 1-800-930-2819. And for those of you that are living in different parts of the country, we certainly can ship at least the Greens First. And Angela, you do telephone consultations,
yes,
as well.
Absolutely.
So, you know what I'm saying? We're virtual here. We're virtual with the panel. Let's talk about solutions, because this is the part where, I'm sending a copy of the show to my best friend, Linda, because, you know, this is a person, Angela, that is exactly like you described. Someone that has probably had this issue their entire life.
Yeah.
And what they know is... usually sometime maybe around 11 or 12 at night, they are cuddling the toilet bowl because there's so much pain in their intestines. They don't know what to do. They're not throwing up. They don't know, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, what can we do here?
Do?
Absolutely.
What do we do?
One of my patients actually described it as somebody taking a baseball bat to his intestines.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
It is. And after, I mean, it's amazing to me to have to live with that. I had another patient came to me a few months back. She was 52, and she came to me for weight loss and help through menopause. And through the intake, I realized that she had chronic loose stool, chronic sinus infections, cramping that she dealt with. And I asked her if she ever had her food sensitivities checked out, you know, and I don't diagnose, but all these red flags are going off for me. And I'm like, gosh, I'm thinking you may have IBS. It could be something further, more inflammatory, but I'm going to send you over to an ND that I work very closely with. And she went over and she was diagnosed with IBS. I worked with her for, oh gosh, I think 5 months. She had lost 22 pounds. Sinus infection cleared up. She was wheat and dairy sensitive.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't know it.
Oh.
Had it her entire life. And she no longer has loose stool. Mm-hmm. Over a 5-month period. She had that almost her entire life.
Right. And that's what we're talking about here.
It's just amazing.
Right.
It's absolutely amazing when you go in and identify and realize that when you're consistently putting a food particle in your intestine, that it's almost like scratching a wound every single day, all day long. You're just going to completely inflame and irritate it, inflame and irritate it, and it's never going to be allowed to heal.
That's a great image.
Yeah, it is. If you have something on your arm, or if you can think of your mouth, a cut in your mouth, how much that hurts every time something brushes against it or food gets into it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that really is, your intestine looks very similar. You know, it's very pink and moist and mucousy, and it can be damaged very easily. It really can.
Well, you know, this is really, I love this conversation because the work that you do with people is to help them identify that. I want to mention everyone, 1-800-930-2819. We've got one caller on the line. So what we want to do is we want to make sure we've got two more of these special gifts from the panel that we're giving away. So we invite you to join in, 1-800. And if you don't want to come on the air, just give Benny your question, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. I think, Benny, do we want to take the question?
Sounds good. Yep. Let's bring on Renee from Seattle. She's got a great question.
Hi.
Hi, Renee.
Hi, Renee.
I have a question for the homeopathist.
Yeah.
And I have been eating a high-fiber diet for a long time. Mm-hmm. And I get a lot of fiber.
Yeah.
And I've been taking digestive enzymes.
Mm-hmm.
Is there something I can do, maybe homeopathy?
Homeopathically, yeah.
Add to that?
Well, what do you want to achieve? Is there a problem?
Yes. There is. I think my digestive tract has slowed down. I think I used to process foods a lot faster, partly because of age.
Mm-hmm.
And I find when I get adjusted, because I do chiropractic treatments, the flow is better.
Yeah.
I have a better result.
Absolutely. That would make a lot of sense.
Yeah. Renee, so, we love you.
Exactly. So what happens is that what I'm hearing is that you kind of fall back into kind of how your body does. Let me ask you this. What would happen if you did not take probiotics or enzymes? How would your body be?
It would be bloated.
Bloated. Okay.
Bloated, yeah.
And anything else? Are you gassy as well?
Yeah, gassy and bloated.
Yep, and burping?
Not so much that.
Okay. Yeah, there's a couple different remedies that would cover the bloating and the gassiness. And how about the stool? Are you what are your bowel movements like?
They're great. I mean, as long as I take the enzymes and exercise, and they're pretty good.
But yep. And if not?
Yeah, then it changes. Totally changes.
It changes. How does it change?
It slows down.
It slows down. Okay. Okay. Sluggish.
Yeah.
It gets sluggish.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. There's a couple things. I mean, you know, for me to really properly see what's going on, it would warrant more time and more investigation about you, and to see what's going on with you. But a couple, you know, the first remedy that I think of for the gassing and bloating is a remedy called Lycopodium, which is a plant remedy made from an old prehistoric fern. And and this whole thing about it is that it's very small now. It used to be the fern, the plant that all the dinosaurs ate, and it used to be hundreds of feet tall. Now it's this short-running little fern. And so on the mental-emotional side, people have this, I'm really small, but I want to be big again. So there's this, like, an overinflated ego. And that overinflated ego also represents what's going on in the belly, too. So there's this inflation as well. So I don't know if that's what's going on for you, but that could be a choice.
Now, are the remedies that you use, are they more potent than the ones that you get, say, boron blue tubes? Are they
more potent? You know, the stores you get 6C and 30C.
Yeah.
If you go to homeopath, you know, you can get remedies that are 200, 1M, 10M, 50M, LM. So it really would depend on what the homeopath would want to choose.
And the amount of time that you have to take it.
For me, I really like to give less.
Yeah.
I don't like the idea of more. That's a more of a Western idea. The homeopathic idea is the minimum as possible, the smallest amount to stimulate your body's own ability to do it itself.
Great.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Thank
Renee,
you so
thank
much,
you.
Renee. Stay
thank
on the
you.
Line. Benny's got the information. And, you know, I want to open up the phone lines again. Make sure you have this number. We've got a few things to give away for you folks out there. Comments or questions, you don't have to come on the air. Just give Benny your question. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. I think that was a great question. I want to jump to Dr. Scott right now and talk a little bit from your point of view, because I think you and I have had great conversations about chiropractic from the point of view of how every aspect of what we do is somehow related, as with Tim and Angela. And so I want you to jump in on this.
Yeah, well, with from a chiropractic perspective is we don't treat conditions, and that's the most important thing that people are told when they arrive in our office, is the fact that we're not going to be treating their back pain, we're not going to be treating their digestive function. What we're going to do, and Tim said it just really eloquently, is we're going to once again teach the body how to function the way it was designed and the way it's supposed to and the way we know it can. It's not to be very invasive. It's to relieve nerve pressure, allow the body to communicate and heal properly from the inside out, and to maintain the integrity and structure of the spine and the nerve supply to allow the intestines to work appropriately, to allow the pancreas to work appropriately and keep our blood sugars in balance, to allow the liver to properly detoxify our body and to keep us on spot. And so when we have people come in, we have a lot of individuals that come in with digestive problems or liver problems or heart problems or neck problems or whatever it may be. A positive side effect of the adjustment is that it allows all health to be possible, because without a healthy nerve system, health on a maximal level is not possible. You can have no symptoms, but you can't really be living that total vital lifestyle that we want to see people doing. And so ultimately, as individuals will come in and say, I have low energy, but I have back pain. Well, first, we're going to work on getting your nerve system in a line and to allow that intelligence to move through your body. Your body will decide which on the hierarchy of health is more important, more energy or back pain. And that's not for us to decide. That is for your body's internal intelligence to really set yourself free. And then we say, okay, what do you need to do to support that? What lifestyle changes? As Angie said, what things do we have to do to help hold your hand to move you through that next phase?
That's why we call you Mr. Vitalistic.
That's right.
That's right. Dr. Scott Vitalistic Lynch, because you've been talking about this for quite some time. And each of you really are about restoring vitality into the lives of people. We're not just talking about a small part of the body. We're talking about the whole system of things. We happen to be focusing on one thing today. And each of you have so much to offer. We want to make sure that we cover everything. When we come back, we'll be talking about some resolution. Also, we've got a caller on the line, and we're going to reveal our special treat from Angela Pfeiffer today. Stay tuned, everyone. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show and the panel.
Shake that thing, miss. Can I shake that thing, miss? And I better shake that thing, yeah. Donna, Jordy and Rebecca, woman, get busy.
Do you need help losing weight? Does your diet need improvement? Are you having problems getting motivated to exercise? At Personal Training Team, they design a program that works for you. Get results and achieve your fitness goals. Train in their private studios, or they'll even come to your home. Visit their website, personaltrainingteam.com, and call for a free consultation at 425-885-4825. At Personal Training Team, they make it personal. PersonalTrainingTeam.com.
Carol Haywood Bobrowskis is a seer and an author who has been watching evolution in action since her third eye opened wide in 1987. Her observations reveal a very hopeful path for the future of Earth and humanity to evolve to a place where love and peace prevail. You can find out about her book, Passionate Pinky and the Evolutionary Experiment, as well as her fun workshops by calling 425-222-9455 or visit PassionatePinky.com.
Do you dream of publishing a book? Are you ready to make your writing dreams come true? Join New York Times best-selling author and celebrated life coach Cheryl Richardson for the Writer's Boot Camp Cruise to the Mexican Riviera on April 5th through 12th, 2008. Discover the nuts and bolts information you'll need to write, publish, and market your book, plus inspiration for enjoying the process. Visit ICanDoItAtSea.com today for all the details.
Tap into more of your brain potential. The exceptional HemiSync technology can help you achieve a focused, whole brain state. Refined with nearly 50 years of research and development, this patented audio guidance technology has been scientifically and clinically proven to be effective. Visit the Monroe Products website at HemiSync.com. That's HEMI-SYNC.com. Or call 1-800-541-2488.
Can a credit card be used for positive change?
The Enlightenment Card has and is established with over 1,100 socially conscious reward partners. Whether your points are redeemed to support a charity, to further personal growth in a workshop, retreat, or yoga class, or if you use points to buy organic products, now you can rest assured knowing your monies and reward points are going to support those companies who are working to make a difference in the world. Join the community at enlightenmentcard.com.
Impurities in your body lead to health issues and weight gain. Regular cleansing is vital to help your body safely and naturally eliminate harmful substances that may contribute to weight gain. Combined with regular exercise, nutritious meals, and water intake, the Isagenix Cleansing and Fat Burning System nourishes your body with natural herbs, vitamins, and minerals as it enables you to flush years of built-up impurities. You have nothing to lose except for the weight. Call Christine at 215-437-9565.
Want to hear something different from talk radio? The choice is clear. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Girl, nobody can tell you nothing because you don't know your destiny. Yo, sexy ladies want part with us. In the car with us, them not war with us. In the club, them want flex with us. To get next with us, them not vex with us.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. And as we've said, we've got the panel here, Angela Pfeiffer, Tim Tysers, and Dr. Scott Lynch rounding it off. And we're talking about digestion. We're talking about the lower and the large and the small intestine and many other things. We've got a couple of callers that did call in. And actually, before we do that and talk about some of the resolution and actually that last caller that called in, we're going to just make sure that we get that question on the air because it's a she. Was it a? Okay.
Yep, it was
she,
Nicole.
Nicole is like a gazillion of people out there. So, Nicole, we are not going to forget your question. But I want Angela to reveal our special food for today.
Mm. Got some great feedback from this one from everybody here. It's our garbanzo bean salad. And it's got Turkish apricots, garbanzo beans, a little olive oil. You can put a little flax oil in there to bring up the omega-3 content, red onion, parsley, garlic, Kalamata olives. What I love about it, it's got some sweet and sour, so it's got the Turkish apricots, and then it also has like a red wine vinegar, but it's an aged, so it's sweeter, like a balsamic vinegar. It can be bitter or it can be very sweet if it's aged. And this takes... yeah, maybe 5 minutes to put together.
Okay. And Dr. Scott, while I'm eating really mine, good. Would you mind finishing the panel?
Yeah. Well, basically, today we talked about digestive tract. Yeah, we're all trying to eat and talk at the same time.
Well, you know, part of this is a demonstration of, first of all, what I love about this show is that for many of us, and I got a scolding by my... my fitness diet, and it has to do with excuses we have around food. Mm-hmm. We're just full of excuses. What did you say? 5 minutes to make this?
Yeah, 5 minutes.
5 minutes to make it, and you pop it in a container, and you can carry it around with you. What I love about this, there's nothing in here that has to be refrigerated.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So the bottom line with this is you don't need a refrigerator. All you need is something to put it in, carry it around, and take a couple of what I like to say hits of this throughout the day is absolutely incredible. You know, as we look at this last segment and we talk about resolution, we had a caller during the break, and I want to address Nicole because, you know, basically she is like millions of people that walk around and say, I have gas. I don't know how many times that you can be out to dinner with, a group of friends or something, and it comes up with, you know, what's the matter with your stomach, and they're holding the stomach, and it's like, I think I have gas. Do we have to eat every meal and then after every meal go through that?
Mm-hmm. No, we don't. Absolutely. And some gas throughout the day is actually normal and even considered healthy. But when you go into the bloating and the distension and the pain and the cramping, and is it related to constipation or chronic diarrhea? I mean, it can definitely go to something that's unhealthy very quickly. But I would ask, you know, Nicole, I know she's off the line right now, but, you know, what other symptoms, how often does it happen? Is it possibly related to food sensitivity? She may have, you know, a dairy issue. She may have a wheat issue. I'm not saying everybody has a dairy or wheat issue, but if you possibly maybe food journal and keep track of the onset of the gas and how long it lasts and duration, go back and look at the patterns. Right. And that's a real easy way to look at that. I do, you know, probiotics, digestive enzymes, enzymes, slowing down your eating. We talked about that last time. That's really important. If you're sending a lot of fiber down and not chewing it properly, you know, your body's going to react to that. So there's a lot of things I can do to help her with that, but it just depends on how chronic it is and what's going on.
And I want to be really clear about enzymes too. There are some enzymes that work on protein or meats, others on carbohydrates, and there are others that work on both. So it isn't, as we were talking about, you just pop something in your mouth. I think the three of you have been really clear about expressing that this is really individual, even though we're generalizing a lot here.
Right. Absolutely.
This is individual.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Angela, and thank you so much. This is so delicious.
It's delicious.
And one important thing I want to mention, too, is when folks join the chiropractic office and we get them health neurologically, and then they want to move on to lifestyle patterns, it's not required, but it's highly encouraged that every time you do eat, you make sure that you're not in an emotionally stressed state or emotionally charged state prior to sitting down, because that changes your body chemistry and then really sets the problem for, I should say, the potential for pathology of the digestive tract and the immune system. And so it's, I know Dr. Pat has talked about this for the last few years. It's really sitting down with a state of grace when you eat food, whatever that may be for each individual, but not going into an emotionally charged state and then supporting that with food, because it's going to affect your digestive tract. It's going to affect your emotional state. As Angie said, it's going to go ahead and you'll probably eat faster. You'll rifle it down, not feel as good. Mm-hmm. Because when you are stressed, your body doesn't send those necessary chemicals and blood supply to your stomach and your intestines to digest the food properly. It goes out to the muscles in the body, so we're ready for flight and fight rather than actually digestion. So that's very important.
It is. Let's make sure as we go around during the segment, you give out your website, your information about newsletters, your telephone numbers, and anything else. Go ahead, Dr. Scott.
Yeah, crownhillchiropractic.com or Dr. Scott Lynch, drscottlynch.com. In Seattle, we're at 206-782-8800. And in the east side, we're at 425-844-8000. And so also for any of the Dr. Pat listeners, we'll be doing a talk with the, if you can go to Dream Health website, it's called dreamhealth.net. And we're doing a talk on Whole Foods on November 10th and proper supplementation. And really, it's called the wellness lifestyle, which is how to eat well, think well, move well, and make it very simple and digestible for daily habits.
Okay, and so give out that website again.
It's dreamhealth.net, and you can click on the icon if you're a Dr. Pat listener. Mm-hmm. That will waive the initiation fee to get into the seminar.
Okay, and Angela, let's give out your website because I don't want to forget.
No problem.
And the newsletter you talked about, tell people how to do that, and
yes,
then we'll go
please.
To Tim.
Yes, so my website is thenourishedbody.com, thenourishedbody.com. If you go to my main page, there's a place to sign up for my newsletter. And if you send that request, I will send you my last newsletter, which was just sent out on Sunday. And the entire newsletter is devoted to IBS. And it's gotten amazing response. I mean, I the next day I came in to my office at like 9 a.m. and I already had about 40 responses from sending it out on a Sunday, which to me was phenomenal. So it was really well put together, if I do say so myself.
Yeah.
And my number is 425-747-5282. The phone consults are free. So please give me a call.
All right. Mm-hmm. And so Tim, let's get to you to round this off today. I mean, we've talked about a lot and we're talking about resolution here. So from, a homeopathic point of view, how does this all come together?
It comes together, and I was thinking about it as we were talking about supplementation and things like that. My view of supplementation is that they are good, but they're more Western. And they're more like, hey, you got a problem, let's give you this too. My job is to go, no, let's go deeper. Let's find out what the problem is. And then assist your body in helping to do it itself. Because a probiotic and we need probiotics. But they're there, and enzymes. We make our own enzymes, so to supplement with them means that there's something off, and so that's the idea behind it. And I have one more story.
Yeah.
Story time, everyone?
Go for it.
Okay.
You got about a minute. Go for it.
Okay, good. 4-year-old boy came to my clinic, and he was, one of his Michelin baby kids, just chubby and, happy baby. And his mom said, he's totally constipated. He hasn't gone to the bathroom in 7 days.
Oh, my goodness.
And he was pacing back and forth, pacing. And she's like, he is not like this at all. This is not him. And so I gave him this remedy called CalCarb, which is calcium carbonate, and we get it from the inner lining of the oyster, and it's very much fit his whole personality. So it wasn't just the constipation. It was him. It was all about him. And constipation was just an effect. So we gave it to him. She calls me the next day. She goes, and this is one dose of a 30C, one single dose. She calls me, and she tried everything. She calls me. She says, what did you give him? And I'm like, and I always freeze at that moment when a mom calls or a parent calls, and I'm like, oh, boy. But I'm like, what happened? He's like, he hasn't stopped going to the bathroom for 24 hours. And I'm like, good.
Yeah.
He had a lot to move.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So, and it was that, and he was fine. He was back to his state, no more restless pacing. He's back to happy boy now.
All right. Well, and that's what we've talked about today. Any last comments from you, Dr. Scott?
No, I think basically we covered a really a lot of information today. And as a practitioner, I do encourage you to get Angie's or Angela's newsletter and also Tim's, because we're actually printing that out and giving it to people. And very, very powerful to really let people know about a wellness panel, what it really should be like.
Well, and here's what we're going to do now that we have a picture. We're going to be putting the panel up on our website, thedrpatshow.com, which will have links to each of their websites, their newsletters, and much more. Thank you all for joining the show today. And again, another fabulous, awesome show. And you are, as we know, the panel. Until tomorrow, everyone, a lot of information. You'll get to hear this show again in a day. And so we want to thank you so much for joining us. We'll be right back here with you tomorrow. Benny, another great job. And Angela, this salad rocks. We'll see you tomorrow.